Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love in sending Jesus, drawing us close, being us born again into your kingdom, and now being inspired by your Spirit with your quality of love, Lord. So we are just so grateful that this goodness is here and we can see it clearly. Spoken in your word, and we are not a people that turn away. Turning away from you would also be turning away from your word. So thank you for your inspiration on a daily basis to stay in this perfect love that casts out all evil, that you work in us that's fervent to stay in your realities, to see the light, turn away from the dark. Thank you. We give this day to you. We receive it with thankfulness, Lord, and we thank you. It's sanctified by you, Lord, to just bring about your perfect love for each and every one of us on this unique day in Jesus' name. Amen. Just something special noticed before the readings. It's Tehila, our daughter, 21st birthday today. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for just blessing her in every way, today and forever, in Jesus' name.
We're reading Romans 12, verse 9 to 12. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tight to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying.
Hallelujah. I just woke up this morning and I was just thinking about the fact that we know God is love and that he made everything. So everything would be made in love to fulfill all the love that is in his heart. And it's just so beautiful to know that that's what God has drawn us into. And that's why, I mean, right at the beginning of our readings in Romans 12, verse 1, it says in that there we give ourselves, amen, give ourselves to this love, because this love is coming from a God that loves us, made us, and he made us for purpose. So this morning's readings is just again an encouragement. There's nothing God doesn't tell us that he doesn't bring about, working it into us and through us, that we as his children are got that privilege of God working to the good in every way. And that's this perfect love, this beautiful love that has come. That's why it says this is not love that we love God, but that he loved us and he gave his son. And in giving us a son, he's made available for us to be born again, and that's to be in his love. Righteousness is love and faith that brings peace and joy. So this morning we can just see again, you know, this encouragement here is God's change. Giving our lives to the Lord is giving our lives to total goodness, to a total change, and it's to love, to the love of God, surrendering to that love. And so it's genuine love. It's God working in us to will and to do. It is God who pours his love into our hearts. It's God that guides us daily to stay in his love. And then we can see love hates evil, it loves good, and it holds on to it. Love, and this love is a love that comes from a father. So it's family love, that we care for each and every person like they are family. So we don't go lust after other things outside the boundaries of God's love and giving us a partner, giving us our children, giving us destiny. So we stay within that boundaries, and we pray for everyone else to also come into this wonderful love boundaries. And that love outdoes one another in showing honor. And it's not slothful, but it's zealous and it's fervent, because it's God working in us in serving the Lord. And I like this last one, rejoice in hope, and hope is expectations, patient in tribulation and constant in prayer. And Romans chapter 5 comes to mind. We have peace with God What's more, we even rejoice in squeezings, in tribulations, because it brings character and it brings hope, expectations. So we can rejoice in our squeezings because we know it brings hope, expectations of a good God, of a Father of love, a whole family of love coming through for us. So we can be patient in tribulations. We can rejoice in hope because God's love, God's agape, His love for us on a daily basis has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And just knowing that everything is love, we can be constantly in communications, constantly casting all our cares, constantly counting everything a joy, constantly committing your day to the Lord, and He will establish your thoughts, all those wonderful things, because we've got a good God and He's for us and He's not against us. So be blessed to arise and shine to this day of love in Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.